Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break, brought to you by Gaina Trucking. Live from Lincoln, America, here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Friday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Thursday. We got some Matt Rhule audio to get to today. Sip, you were there at the press conference yesterday, final one before media days. We'll get that here in a few minutes.
The final one before media days.
In late July.
The schedule is, what's today, June
21st. This is Bill's favorite day of the year, the longest day of the calendar year.
It's really the worst day of my year.
I know. It's a little sarcastic.
But then tomorrow, everything turns around.
Okay.
We drop a minute a day.
All right.
That's exciting.
Isn't that good?
That's exciting. Yes. Very exciting. Last thing you want is sun. Yes.
Especially it's light. It's full on light right now.
Yeah.
We agree on this 100%.
I'd like it dark around 5:15.
Okay.
And I'd like to have it light around 9. I still want sunshine just at my time.
Limited time.
Yes.
Starting tomorrow, we are heading in that direction.
You lose a minute or two.
Just
a minute
better
like
for
every
sugar.
Day.
It's tough on her when it's light till 9:30 at night. She wants to shut it down.
But she can't.
Boy, sugar is majestic.
Yes.
Sugar is majestic. I should have commented on this before. You brought her downtown a few weeks ago. She is good looking.
Good looking dog. We had a lot of comments on her.
Yeah.
Yes.
She has a lot of energy
She's
also.
Beautiful.
A lot of energy.
Which is good. You want dogs to have energy.
She's vibrant. Yeah. She's vibrant.
Sugar walks much better now.
Does she?
Yeah. Before the walks were kind of a lot of pulling, a lot of just, you know, they get just
I know exactly what
pulling, sniffing.
Yeah, they walk you.
Yeah, they walk you. Exactly.
She's getting dragged.
So it's much better now.
She's mature.
She's growing up.
Okay, so the calendar is June 21, and then what you're talking about is Big Ten Media Days.
Which is just over a month away, July 23rd to the 25th.
Is that what it is?
3 days this year because you're adding four more teams this year. So
okay. Three days.
This
should be the best day for you guys. Best media session ever.
It's pretty good. We have fun down there.
Riley rolling in.
I shouldn't speak for Jake, but I don't mind going. I like it.
Media days is good. It's a lot of work
for you guys.
For you also. I think the problem that we have, it's very fun to be on the field.
You're
during
on the
field
at a sweet field. Like it's, what is the field called?
It's Lucas Oil Stadium.
Yeah.
See, for our show though, there's nobody in the building yet. Like we are literally the only people field.
There's
maybe five other people in the building.
Is it hard to get in?
It can be.
Yes, it wasn't for us. We had an issue one time getting in the stadium. Got there in time. The show was on time, but there was an issue. But that was one time.
Jake's amazing. He picks me up at the hotel. He'll come to my hotel, pick me up, and he'll have coffee ready. I'm not kidding. It's amazing.
Is Ben listening to this?
Take notes, Ben.
Ben's not even here. He's not even here.
Oh, he's out Show's getting on. Eggs from Greg out there. Or
Ben's not right? even here. I asked Ben to learn something. He's not even here.
He called for Ben. He's over here. Where'd he go?
Whoa.
Not even here.
Our producer now is not even here for the opening section.
We try to involve him with the question, he's not here at all.
He's wearing a Dolphin shirt.
It looks good. Good looking Dolphin shirt, young Ben's
got. You know what he's doing.
Yeah. I've always loved him, Jake. Yeah. That's what it is.
Listen, when he told me it the first time, I was questionable. I'm like, really? Like, that's of all the teams, you're a Dolphins fan. The one that sucked forever. That team, really? He tried to give me an excuse, which I bought, I suppose. But
yeah. Sue.
Dominican Sue. And he was like 5 years old.
Yeah.
Or, sorry, he's more like 10 when he was a Dolphin. Excuse me. 10. Mm-hmm. 10 years old.
I'm a little. There's a part of me that thinks he's just trying to impress you.
He's making stuff
It's up. Very possible.
It's okay.
It's possible.
He's trying to impress Jake. Yes.
Well,
his smart mentor.
His mentor. That's right. I'm his mentor. That's right.
Yes. If you go to a concert, have 100 ounces of beer.
Yeah.
Cold beer.
That's a great mentor, right?
Great mentor right
I'm
there.
Giving him great advice. Great life advice. It's how you enjoy times.
Yes.
Come on, young Ben.
That is not the worst advice. He wears Dolphins gear now.
Now. Like daily. Yes.
I think it's been two or three times this week. He's got he had a Dolphin shirt on today and a Dolphins hat on, I believe, Monday or Tuesday. And maybe the same hat twice this week, actually.
I think you should be flattered.
I am. I'm happy to see it.
And you have your best cap on today.
Like this one?
This is his best one.
It is.
It's a very simple cap.
So this is your best
cap. The simple
cap. I walked into this morning. I got to go, we're golfing, aren't we? You can just tell right away. I mean,
We got a client event at 9. Going to play with some clients at 9.
Well, client event.
So, got it?
Yes.
So, got to make sure to take care of the clients and play golf with them. They invited me, so I said, "Of course, I'll be there."
Sales, good.
Client relationship.
Yes,
client relations. That's what we do here at the Ticket. We make it happen. What do you got for idle chit chat off the bat, Sip?
I thought that's what we were doing.
Well, you were working yesterday. I know you had a busy day.
Yeah.
You were covering Matt Rhule. You were busy.
Yeah,
and you had a podcast.
Take a break, and I went over to Westo, my favorite restaurant in the world, and it is my favorite restaurant in the world, Salita Lindo.
Mm-hmm.
But that was the extent of my fun. I did have a margarita.
Okay.
Good. Hammered it too.
Hammered that margarita.
You drink it out of the straw?
No. They serve it in a nice big glass. Yeah. Nice big one.
Oh, Ben made it back. There's Ben.
Does he have his eggs or not?
No, he wouldn't.
He's on his phone.
Yeah. He's on his phone.
Wouldn't know.
Yeah. That's what Ben was doing. He's on
his phone. Ben, how are you?
So tell us about the interaction you had with Ben when you walked in. What'd you say to him?
Oh, yeah. First thing you said to him.
First thing you said to him. Not this morning. No. A while back.
Oh, yeah. That one.
You're a what, Ben?
You're a what?
You're a compliment. You're complimenting him.
You're complimenting Ben.
Ben, you're a good man.
Yeah. What'd he say?
Why?
Why?
He kind of crinkled up his nose, too. Like,
so I had an interaction with Ben yesterday that I had to address.
I witnessed this.
He witnessed this. I walked in yesterday. I said, Ben, great to see you this morning. He insinuated I'm not here all the time. Ben, great to see you this morning. Are you insinuating I'm not here all the time?
Sip, that's exactly what happened.
All I said, Ben, was great to see you this morning. That was it. So
this is twice he got a compliment.
Yeah.
And twice he fired back.
Fired back and just fired back. And he's just like,
be pleasant.
Be pleasant.
I saw it happen.
Yeah.
Ben.
Jake was just shaking his head. He goes,
Ben, he's just saying, good to see you as well.
Good to see you this morning, man.
Just respond with
a good to see you. Are you insinuating I'm never here?
That's what he said.
Very defensive.
He said the word insinuating to that nice compliment.
Yeah, very defensive.
So I'm wearing Dolphins gear for Jake, and now you're saying these things to me.
Good use of insinuation, by the way.
Good word.
It was. I saw something interesting this morning on my drive-in.
Okay. Was there a cop out there? Quote.
No, this is even better.
Okay.
There was a car ahead, slightly kind of past me, but not feverishly passing. Just kind of going crisp, but not crazy. And then that car continued to run every single red light.
Oh.
Every single red light. I mean, they ran like four red lights. I'm behind them going. The first one, they kind of stopped. You could tell they looked.
Busy.
Took off.
Busy.
So I'm behind him now. Next light, full red. They kind of slow. Nope.
Busy.
Took off.
Something's going on.
Ran all four red lights that was still behind him.
Busy.
is interesting.
Okay,
I like their conviction.
I'm sorry.
They were convicted to what they're doing.
What? Where was that?
This would have been on, is it Antelope Parkway? Is that what it's called?
That's one, yeah.
That'd be the one.
Or Capitol. Yeah.
It'd be Capitol Parkway.
Those lights are super long.
Yeah.
They
had enough. They'd had enough.
I gotta get to work, Pan. I gotta go.
Maybe late for work. That strikes me as late for work.
Could have been. But anyway, never seen that before.
I don't want to come on the airwaves and advocate that. Yeah. It's dangerous.
Yeah, very dangerous. It wasn't like one of like they ran. Hey, it was really, really close. It was barely yellow and turned red. Oh no,
they just hammered through it.
They went right through it. Went right through them.
Well.
That was good.
Rebels out there. Rebels on a Friday morning driving on Capitol Parkway.
Just late.
You could be a rebel and be late at the same time. Mm-hmm. It happens.
Ben, that really threw me. It really did.
It kind of throws me.
It's been twice now.
And then insinuating the response.
Yes.
Big words for young Ben. He's graduating in 3 years from college, so he's got big words.
He's got a lot. Smart. He's using big words.
Smart guy.
Journalism.
Ben, you're doing good.
He's doing a great job.
He's getting eggs today from Missing Tooth Greg. Scrambled. Nice. Scrambled.
You didn't ask what we wanted
because Greg said those guys won't eat.
I like eggs.
I said I think everybody would want scrambles. Yeah. He goes, you're probably just talking about Ben because the other guys won't eat. I would consider scrambled eggs.
Yeah,
I don't eat scrambled eggs, but I would do some scrambled eggs. I think.
Yeah. I could eat either.
We'll see how it goes.
I think he's out there. Shake your head, yes or no. Is he out there?
Yes. He should be out there. Ben was talking to him.
Well, it's
Ben was gone for 5 minutes. We didn't know where Ben was at. He's here now.
Yeah.
That's Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by our friends at Newton's Lawn Care. Please call or text Andrew at 402-440-6297. Andrew. Quickly, a roll call before we get to Matt Rhule. Please. Yeah, it's a Friday. 402-464-5685. Please text us your name, your age, where you're listening from, and Bill, anything else you want for a fourth thing today?
If we did a 3-hour show, would you turn it off? Would you turn the last hour off?
So you go to the controversy.
Yeah. Controversy in June 21st.
Yes.
I like it.
We did a 3-hour show.
I like
show,
this
would
comfort.
They, would they turn it off? Would they turn the last hour off?
By the way, a roll call sponsored by Madsen's Bowling and Billiards just south of 48th and Holdridge. Go see Sarah today for bowling,
Sarah.
Billiards, darts, karaoke, great food, and EJ's. Do
karaoke.
All that.
And
do
spirit.
All. And spirit, yes.
She's a spirit animal. She'll change your life. And you don't meet many people like that when you just go, wow. When you get a chance to meet someone with that kind of positive energy.
It's called the woo factor.
Yeah, it's just like, wow. When you sit down and talk to Sarah, your whole life changes. I met her at the event that we've all spoken at? Yeah. At noon?
The Lincoln Executive Club, Bill.
Executive Club. Sarah shows up. She's the only female in the room. Mm. She was fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was fine.
Good She's a business leader.
Yeah, she's a leader. Yes, is a patriarch? Would that be the right word? That be of the community?
Might be able to sell me patriarch.
Can I sell that? I don't know.
Matriarch.
I knew it was one of the two.
She's a female.
I knew it was one of the two.
Thank you,
so matriarch,
for that correction. I think matriarch would be the right one.
You might be able to sell me that.
I was thinking more patriotic, maybe.
Yeah. X's and O's
X's
for
and
you.
X's and O's. Stick with that. Sarah, thank you.
We'll start with YouTube, Justin. Kobe with us this morning. Bolt from Pender is in the building.
Dave.
You know Bolt.
You know
Dave
Bolt.
Dave T. Bolt, yes.
Josh is in the Irish capital, O'Neill. He says, never would turn the guys off. Go to 9. Go to 3 hours.
Okay, we have to figure out a way to do it. Start early. I'll start at 5.
This is a controversial subject.
We'll start at 5. We'll start a little bit earlier.
Bolt has introduced himself to me.
Have you?
He has?
I appreciated that at PBA, yes.
He runs... He's a concrete guy.
He had an orange shirt on.
Yeah. He's extremely athletic. One of the best athletes to ever come through Pender.
It seems everybody in Pender is extremely athletic.
Yes. He'd be on the all-Pender team. If we put together an all-Pender team.
All time,
he'd be on it. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Okay, now here's the question. Yeah. Would you be the quarterback? Right.
Well, there's been an all-Pender team out. My uncle put it out, and I am. So this one lets you know that... But here's the best part.
No big deal.
My uncle Cork would put out the all Pender team, and everyone is from 1948 to 53, except for me.
It all went downhill after 53.
Like, well, and Tracy would be at running back, Ron wing back, and then Bill at quarterback. Everybody's from 1948 to 53, and then me.
I like those.
Those are the golden years for Pender. Yeah. 48 to 53. Better times.
Better times.
Dustin in Lake Alfred, Florida, is with us. Ryan in Delaware says, "Of course, 3 hours. Yeah, do it. 39 years old. Sean would not turn us off. He's 61 years old.
Thank you, Sean.
Don't turn us off, please.
Dennis in Lincoln is driving Lyft right now at 6:14 a.m. He's 67 years old.
Dennis, thank you.
I love that.
Out there hitting the pavement. We're making some cash.
Who's taking a Lyft this early, Dennis? Is anybody, is business going right now for you?
Sure. See if we can get... Didn't interrupt you, Jay. I'm sorry. I just wonder if we can get if they pick someone up, can we get an interaction if he has the show on? Mm-hmm. If we get some interaction with someone that they're driving
call.
About. Yeah.
464-5685.
Do it again.
464-5685.
Call in
from
Lyft. Let's see what's going on.
Yeah, give us Dennis's grade.
Yes.
If you're riding with Dennis, how's he doing?
Okay, it's a grade.
Maybe we can grade Dennis on that one.
Yeah, I know, but that's what you do. You grade the driver.
Well, you can. On the app, you can say, how was your experience, basically? Yeah.
You don't have to.
I've ridden in them with the younger set that I work with, but I've never actually got one.
I also have never rated a driver. I'm just saying it is something you can do.
Okay.
To
keep
help
going.
Boost them up. Thunder Knot Collins says, I want to get you guys some eggs.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be
okay, thanks,
deliver
man.
Them.
Yes.
Nels in Big Fork, Montana, age 47. Chet in Nebraska City says, I would never turn it off. He's 31 years old. 100. Okay.
Chet,
he says,
youth.
He also says, 100.
100.
No. 31.
The youth. How about that? 31-year-olds listening youth. To us.
It's youth to us.
Yes.
Buffet Son wants a four-hour show, actually, age 39.
Okay. Four hours. That seems a lot.
Jay in Winter Park, Florida, age 59, says he'd like a three-hour show.
Oh. We might have a Lyft. We might have a Lyft caller.
Do we have a call?
Swift in Lincoln, age 28, is working out at Genesis. GP in Gretna. Ken is at Stagecoach Lake with his dog.
This is amazing that
where people are at.
Thank you
They're
for
out.
Identifying
yes,
where
I
you're
like
at.
This. Genesis, which one? We know it's Genesis.
70th and A, he says. 70th
okay, that's
my
yours.
House. That's
yes.
my Genesis.
I go to the mall for my Genesis.
I need to go to that one sometime.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I want to check that one out.
You go to 70th and A?
Yeah.
Put a pair of jeans on.
I want to go to the mall one. Yeah. Husker Mike in Waterloo. East Lincoln West with us. Mike in Lindsberg, Kansas says 3 hours or longer. Papa Kev. 59 in Lincoln. Robert in Bixby, Oklahoma with us this morning.
Bixby. I love it. I love Oklahoma.
Crowbar in David City, age 32, says three
is that
hours.
Our first time from Crowbar?
I think it's the third time
Has
from
it?
Him.
Thank you, Crowbar.
Tom in Apalachicola, age 76, wants 3 hours.
Marty has a place in Apalachicola. Yeah.
Marty. Marty's making a lot of coin, isn't he?
Wow, yeah. Dennis. Yeah. Dennis
we get
is
a call
on the line.
Yes. We have a phone call. Dennis, you're on early break. What's going on, Dennis?
Well, just... going to pick my first person up this morning.
This is the Lyft call.
This is the Lyft call. We're live. Yeah, we should have went breaking news probably.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to the airport? Is that, I assume that's your first place to the airport with Lyft.
Not right. I'm taking him to work.
Okay.
Nice.
Taking a person to work. Excellent. Do you spend a lot of time at the airport?
Not really.
Okay. Wow. It's not a thriving airport.
There's only one flight a day, so it's probably not
maybe two.
Probably not a great...
right.
Probably not a great hub.
I do have to go pick up a blind friend tonight at 11:45 from the Omaha airport.
You do?
Oh, okay. That would be interesting.
As a Lyft driver, 11:40. So you're working at 6:17 and you'll be working at 11:45.
Yeah, I'll take a nap in between there. Don't worry.
God, that's incredible.
I love this.
When you pick up your customers, see if they have any comments about early break with Sip and Jake.
Yeah,
it'd be nice.
And if they don't share that. We don't. But,
okay.
But no, that's awesome what you're doing. I appreciate it. I do.
Thank you, Dennis.
It's a side gig.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM sports account to get started. Then visit your promotion section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! ¡Gracias! Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oh, and Bill?
Yes.
Larry Canuck.
Larry Canuck, the head golf coach at Plainview. Yes.
Yep. His wife and my father were first cousins.
That's incredible. How about that? It all gets back to Plainview. Clown days. Absolutely. Larry's an incredible person. I saw his son, Tim, at the Hall of Fame induction of my sister.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Tim was one of the presenters. And so this all gets this incredible how. I tell you what, we are the world. We are the world.
And we are the children.
We
are the ones who make really a brighter day.
Yeah. Thank you. So that's incredible, Dennis.
Appreciate that, Dennis.
Dennis, thanks for calling.
Dennis is a good man calling us.
That was, hey, I mean, think about it. He's not going to stay up all day. I get that. I understand. But he's going to Omaha 11:45 tonight.
Well, what was Dennis's age?
67.
67. He's been up since by 4,
yeah,
getting ready to go.
Yep.
And he's still... Tonight,
might be a retirement job.
He's picking him up at 11:45. He's not done till 2-ish minimum.
Right.
By the time he picks him up, gets him home.
Right.
All that. That's right. And the wind down from that adrenaline rush.
He might be. I mean, he might be retired. He might be. I don't know. He might not be, but he might be retired, and he has all.
I love hearing where they're at. I do. Thank you, Dennis.
Yep. Dennis, thanks for calling. And drive safe.
William in Phoenix, Chris in Des Moines, Stan in Bennett, LB in Minden, Mike in Dalton. Everybody's here this morning. The whole crew is here this morning.
What about our Columbus people?
They don't usually do a roll call. They wait till song
kind of cool for that, aren't they?
Yeah, they are too cool for the roll call.
You can be too cool for the roll call.
No, you don't have to be,
I know they're not listening right now, but because they do more of a podcast listening, but I talked to a breaker yesterday, Amber from Wahoo, and her and her husband listen to our show every night on their front patio.
Oh, nice.
At the end of the day. That's how they wind down.
That's beautiful.
They put on the podcast of the show, Amber. So I had a nice visit with
her
yesterday.
They're
a couple. He works in Fremont, so he gets to listen to us live sometimes. But it was an incredible conversation with Amber, just talking about the show. We just happened to cross paths for a certain reason. And it was just really cool to get a chance to visit with her.
Amber.
And listens to us. So tonight when she's listening, Amber, like that, thank you.
Yes, we thank you. We appreciate
the
you,
name
Amber.
Of a beer.
Yeah. Waves type of amber ale.
Type of beer.
Waves of grain.
Waves of grain. That is
amber ale.
The roll call sponsored by our friends at Madsen's Bowling and Billiards. Please go see them at 48th and Holdridge for all your entertainment. 464-5685, call or text as always. So yesterday, Matt Rhule was at the podium, Sip, and you were there. This was at the Hawks, is that right?
Yes.
Where were you?
The Hawks Championship Center.
Were you on
the
field?
Media room. It's a nice media room. It's fairly new.
I have not seen this place. So, I have not. I've been inside the Hawks, obviously. I've not been to this media room, though. It's been a couple of years.
I can't make it interesting. It's just a media room.
Okay. It's new, though.
Yeah, there's a podium, and the only interesting thing that I could say is the seating's now it's like you're in a college classroom. So you've got a seat and a table in front of you, which is very convenient, and I appreciate it.
Padded seats?
Padded seat. Pretty padded. I mean, not completely. Keith Mann monitors it pretty closely. As far as when it's open and closed, he doesn't keep it open all the time because he knows there's some people that, like me, that would probably just make your
just set up camp there.
Yeah,
If you're not there, you're up in the press box. Right. You sneak up there.
I do sneak up there. And one time I asked Trev Alberts, "Now is it okay if I do this?" And he didn't answer.
it's usually a hard no, but
well, it wasn't a no. I think he kind of.
Was confused?
I think it was one of those things where he didn't want to say no, and he didn't want to say yes, so he didn't say anything, which is fine. I took it as, I'm just going to keep going until someone tells
me. You think he had the A&M stuff on his mind at that time?
COVID was a time I worked up there. Because remember COVID, it was weird. We got to get to what Rhule said. But COVID, it was weird. It was just everything was weird, right? And I got kind of tired of working at Scooters, so I would just sneak up into the press box. And it was awesome. quiet. Quietest place on earth. All right. So the big news was Gramstad, right?
So Jalen, this is after
Jalen Gramstad.
After Matt Rhule spoke, but Jalen Gramstad, the Northwestern Iowa quarterback, the NAIA Player of the Year, did commit to Nebraska yesterday afternoon. So he will be joining Nebraska's quarterback group in the fall.
Yes.
That was post Matt Rhule's press conference, though.
Yeah. The way I interpret this is they only could get a certain kind of kid to come to Nebraska and join the setup that they have. And they got it. The kid just showed up from he works at a golf course. And then on June 10th. That's right. They have a postgraduate tryout camp. They got James Williams from that tryout camp last year. Now they got two players this year, Jalen Gramstad and somebody else. But Rhule wouldn't name – Matt didn't want to name that guy because it's not all final. But Gramstad is – like I said, there's only a certain type of guy that would enter into this situation where you pretty much know who the starter is going to be. You understand that there's a freshman scholarship player, Daniel Kalen. You understand that there's a junior who was 5-3 last year as the starter. And that you're not coming in probably as a guy who's going to challenge for the starting job. Although Jalen Gramstad might tell you, what are you talking about? I'm absolutely going to challenge for the starting job.
I got experience, man.
Yeah. So, yeah, he was the NAIA Player of the Year. He won a national championship at Northwestern. So he's proven.
It's a great story. If he ends up getting any playing time, whether it's if he pushes for the starting job or gets in a game with, lo and behold, Hayden having to have an injury, or late in the game if it's a blowout and a win, that's a cool story. It goes from NAIA last year to Division I Big Ten college football.
To answer Bill's question, you asked a good question the last time we talked about this. What did he tell the Northwestern coaches and players? He didn't tell them what he was doing.
That's odd.
He didn't tell them, Bill, because he just did it. This was the only place he was going to go. He just kind of did it just to kind of satisfy this desire to see where he fits. And yeah, then it became, oh yeah, he's pretty good and we need another quarterback, so I'm going to do it. I think it is interesting. I mean, it can't be easy for the Northwestern coaches. Right.
No, it'd be very, very difficult. And like anything, you always want to be like, hey, just first of all, they can't really stop him, and they're not going to be telling that someplace might say, hey, if you go try out, you don't have a place here. Yeah, you do. You're starting quarterback, you're an All-American, you can come back.
Yeah.
So it'd be probably better. It's always better because 1979, you could have done this probably. Nobody would have known.
Right.
Now there's
go to a postgraduate camp.
You could do a lot of things no one knew about. Now you can't do anything no one knows about.
Right. He thought that he would go to the postgraduate camp without people knowing. And I think he told a few people, but not many. And he just thought, I'll just do it and it'll be under the radar. No, nothing's under the radar. There's seven reporters there.
I think
including
it would be
two from The Athletic. That's a national report.
The part that probably from a coaching standpoint, just take the Nebraska piece out of it, that intrigues me is that obviously he's a very good player.
Mm-hmm.
And the reasoning not to it's going to be tough to be the starter here. To think of
why'd you say that?
Just think it'll be tough.
do you think
why wouldn't he have looked at it and say, hey, listen, I'm going to go into the portal and I'm going to see there might be all kinds of people that had interest in him. That all of a sudden, like going, we don't have a quarterback in Northwestern. Different places would might be like, hey, they could at least tell him. And I'm sure you never just tell anyone like, you're coming here, but you have no chance of playing. That was not said to him.
No,
But I thought it'd be interesting of just how he went about it. And obviously, he has a lot of passion to play for Nebraska.
That's what it comes down to, which
I like,
right.
Which is very nice. But you would think someone would be like going, you know what? I would like to be on that because I will tell you this. As far as being involved in, playing's the most important thing.
Right.
Playing is, that's what, you only get one shot at this. You're in this window of your life.
Yeah.
And you want to play.
He has played, though. That's the thing. He's had his, I don't want to say he's had his time because he still could have more, but he always, the thing he keeps saying is, I always dreamt of playing for Nebraska. I wanted to out of high school. I never really had that opportunity. I never camped down there as a kid. This was something where I wanted to take a risk and see if I could catch the coach's eyes a little bit. So he did. He is pretty good. What I liked about him, and I didn't know this until I started watching this. You can't find many highlights, by the way, in a AI level. So what I first noticed is, wow, he's playing safety. I mean, he started at Northwestern as a safety, started his career there as a starting safety, and he's a good safety. I mean,
that's incredible.
Yeah, I don't know if it's incredible, but he's good.
Time out. Yeah, it is incredible.
Is it?
To start as a safety and be an All-American quarterback and win a national championship. Okay. Yeah, that's incredible.
Yeah, he was good. Pretty good story.
Yeah.
He was good. I mean, he's stepping up and making tackles in the box. He had a lot of tackles. I think he played 2 years at safety. It gets jumbled, as you guys know, because of COVID. He played a COVID year, but I think you get that red shirt. So 2021, he was a safety. He went to that school knowing that they had an All-American quarterback, and that when that All-American was done, the agreement was, yeah, I want to play quarterback when he's done. So then he took over, and then he went to a national championship game and won, and went to a national championship game and lost. So he's very accomplished, and he is he can run. He's like a zone read type quarterback, but obviously he can make all the throws too. He's got a pretty strong arm. He's not very big. He's 6 foot. So he'd been like you, Bill. I mean, he's a littler guy, 6 foot, 190. So he doesn't have great size. But yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if he could work his way up the depth chart. I wouldn't be surprised.
So Jalen Gramstead is with Nebraska now. We'll see again how that goes for him in the fall. But he's with the Huskers at the quarterback spot.
He's working out yesterday.
Yep.
So it fell into place quick. There are some class things that had to fall into place that I don't fully understand, but you know, there's a transfer that has to take place and credits and all that, and it did fall into place. Thanks, according to rule, it fell into place because Northwestern officials helped greatly.
Who was involved in that?
Yeah,
Dennis LeBlanc was involved in that. That's who got that. That's
at a high
got,
level.
That's who got this done. Academic
Dennis?
Transfers. Yeah, Dennis. He handles that.
He was the AD.
He was the AD. He got new contracts done for everybody.
For two people.
Yeah, that's right.
But 5 days.
There should be a statue of him out front of the academic.
We need a
building.
Dennis
there
statue.
There should be a statue of Dennis LeBlanc out front of the academic center. I'm pushing for that. That will happen. It's
a bigger statue than Iverson got, by the way. Did you see that statue?
It's tiny.
I didn't see it.
Oh my god! We have to show you. It's hilarious.
What?
We'll show you at the tiny. Break. It's like really.
It was they.
We know he knows he's not a big guy, but it's tiny.
They did an unveiling. They whipped the blanket off, and it's just this little thing.
It's tiny.
I just would have been angry. I would have said, "All right, really?
Another short joke, huh? Really? Is that what we're doing here? Ha ha."
All right, what else captured your fancy, Jake?
Well, I'm going to get to the receiver stuff in the second hour, bit from that. But
do you have that sound?
I do.
You have a sound bite?
We'll save that receiver stuff for the next hour. But anything else you want to get to from that?
Because
Matt Rhule clips are long. They're about 2 minutes long, 2.5 minutes long on these clips here.
There was one thing that was interesting to me. Now, I'm gonna be careful here. Because I could get myself in a lot of trouble with...
Did you pose the question?
With inconsiderate comments. Ooh. But they had success of their at their camps. 4,300 campers from 37 states. He said this yesterday, Matt Rhule. They plan to add a girls 7-on-7 camps in the coming years. Good idea.
Yep.
That's a good idea. He said that girls 7-on-7... was one of football's fastest growing branches and would eventually become an Olympic sport. Now, that's a good idea. Now, another good idea would maybe just be to abolish 7-on-7 for males. that would be a good idea, too, because that would probably help football quite a bit. But but I think it is a good idea. And they are going to have girls 7-on-7 camp at Nebraska in coming years. He also said something interesting, that they take these camps unbelievably seriously. He said that the 7 a.m. meetings before the camps are about as serious as any meetings you have going into a game. That they want them to be run well. They want everybody to understand what they're doing. It's not a small thing. It is pretty elaborate, as Bill knows because he's worked them. It can look bad if you don't mind your P's and Q's, I guess. Oh, can look bad.
You can look bad really fast.
Ooh, really?
It could go. I've never really been part of one that went south, but I've been part sometimes where it's like, hey, the first part of this is not starting the way it should. The line is too long, which means we're not efficient. Means I've been.
This is a bad look for your program.
All those little things, and you have all these different ways to have to do it. But I used to talk about with Ed Ogeron, because his deal was everyone that you're recruiting, everyone that's a scholarship offer, or you want them to continue to be a scholarship offer. Back in his deal, and he would still be that way today, even though that's changed, would be they have to come to camp. Don't tell me. So everyone had to come to camp. It didn't matter if you're, Derek Stingley, 5-star wide receiver, came to camp. We saw him. I saw him like 4 times at camp. It wasn't like, you know who I am? Yeah, it's great. See you at camp. And so the day before camp, he'd go through the entire board of like, okay, let's see. Bill, is he coming to camp today? And it's like, well, I don't know. I'll just take it and throw it off the board.
Wow.
It would be on. Plus you go through how you had, also you learn real fast, like, coach, right now I feel really good about it, but I'm not sure. Don't say, yes, he'll be here. And then the day after camp, have a meeting again. And to say, well, he had carburetor problems and he couldn't get here. Oh, God, that's not good. That's good. So always,
find a way.
You always want to over deliver. So a lot of times if I felt really good that they were coming, I'd be like, still working on it, coach. And then when he shows up, hey, coach, right there, and then that is like, okay, that's good. But you had to get your guys to show up. So the pressure was insane. The first day I got there, it's like, hey, just so you know, for camp, this is like first day of work, like in February, just so you know. You want to have a guy recruited? If he doesn't come to camp, doesn't get recruited.
It's not. Yeah,
that's changed a little bit now.
Yeah, and I don't think it's like that at Nebraska, but it's serious business. What is going
that's
on?
That's Adrian out there and Bompy. It's Bompy.
It's
big C's.
Big C's lets hair grow. It's serious, and it can look bad. And it's dawned on me. I mean, going back years. When I go there, if it looks bad, it's a bad reflection on Nebraska's program, and there's hundreds of people there. So you don't want that. As a head coach, I wouldn't want it. I mean, if I was a head coach, I'd want everything to go as planned, and it looks good. There's no, there's no palms up. There's no, oh, God, we don't know what we're doing, because that's a bad look for Nebraska. Nebraska's a proud program. Yeah. LSU's a proud program. You don't want the public to see you vulnerable. And I don't think they did. What else?
Well, there was an injury update on a couple players.
Oh, yes.
Deshaun Singleton, Turner Corcoran, Gabe Irvin Jr., and Bly Hill. What was the update with those?
Well, I mean, Deshaun Singleton, Turner Corcoran, and Gabe Irvin are full go. That's good. Corcoran, he later told us, would start at but he would play tackle. So I always talk about the lack of tackle depth. That can help. He can play guard, too, is why you asked the question. Deshaun Singleton, full go. That's good because he's a big, big, tough safety who got hurt against Michigan last year and didn't play the rest of the year. Stuff's going on. And then Gabe Irvin, of course, had a hip injury, and he's cleared. Bly Hill, we knew the deal with Bly Hill.
Spring game injury.
Yeah, he hurt his knee in the spring game, but we kind of knew he'd be back. We don't know exactly when. I'm thinking the late September is what we're talking about. So that's that. And then the other thing was Jaden Doss is a pure corner now. When we talked to Garrett McGuire 2-3 weeks ago, first week of June, he said he's going to play both this summer. Rule said yesterday Jaden Doss is a corner. He will play corner for Nebraska. He moves from receiver, which we're going to talk about in a little bit. They have depth there.
We'll dive more into that at 7 a.m. There's an update from Matt Rhule, press conference yesterday at 11 a.m. at the Hawks. When we come back, update. We know Ohio State is good, but could it be the most talented team they've ever had? A couple former coaches say yes. We'll tell you why next on Early Break in the Ticket.
Baseball fans, BetMGM is giving you the chance to win a prize every day during the baseball season. Step into the batter's box for BetMGM's Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. Pick any area of the strike zone and take your best swing. If you get a single, double, triple, or home run, you'll receive a prize. Smash a home run to collect a bonus bet on us. Just log into your BetMGM Sports account to get started. Then visit your promotions section to access the Swing for the Fences free-to-play game. You'll score a prize if you hit a single, double, triple, or home run. There's nothing more exciting than going yard, so swing for the fences with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary depending on the market and expire 24 hours from issuance. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Prime Day es el 16 y 17 de julio. Con las ofertas épicas exclusivas para miembros Prime, recibe el reconocimiento que tanto mereces.
¡Wow! Gracias. Ni siquiera preparé un discurso.
Quisiera agradecer a mi familia, que siempre necesita cosas. También a Sam, mi repartidor, por entregarme todas mis ofertas increíbles tan rápido. ¡Te adoro, Sam! ¡Mua!
Compra ofertas en electrónicos, hogar y más este Prime Day, del 16 al 17 de julio.